And joining us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, as we usually get to do somewhere at the beginning of the year on our county spotlight on Community Connection, I get to talk things over with a guy who used to spend some time in here, County Assessor Todd Mathis. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Cool Friday morning it is, but it's not as cold as it was, Monday when it was 3 degrees?
Something like that, yeah. And wind chills somewhere below zero.
Minus zero.
Yeah. So anyway, we may get some rain this weekend, but otherwise, we'll see, 40-ish somewhere.
Not too
along.
Bad for January.
I will take it, and so will
Me
Florida,
too.
You know.
I agree.
Anyway, it's an annual exercise for us to kind of talk about some of the things that property owners, particularly homeowners, need to know. And sometimes the information changes a lot, and sometimes it's just, let's talk about it. It hasn't changed, but you didn't have to do it last year. You might have to do it this year.
The main thing we want the homeowners to know in the Washington County area is there are several exemptions that are available. The one that everyone knows about and hears about, seems like on an annual basis, is the homestead exemption.
Yep.
If you filed for it last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago, you don't have to refile. You've got homestead exemption for as long as you live there. So that one is still there. It's a $1,000 exemption.
Basically, if you own the property and you live in it, that's your primary house, you get it.
Bingo. You got it. Yeah. And you have to be living in it as of January 1st. So that's the only caveat. It's a $1,000 exemption off of the assessed value. So in Bartlesville, that equates to about $120 in taxes. So every little bit helps on your tax dollar.
And again, assessed value is not necessarily what the house would sell for. You have a different formula.
Yeah, the assessed value is a percentage. It's the market value times the assessment rate for the county. And Washington County assesses at 12%. So, quick math, if you have a $100,000 home, your assessed value is $12,000. And so then you take $1,000 off that, and so your net assessed value would be $11,000, and so your taxes would be based on that. So homestead exemption is something that you can file for between now and the 15th of March, but also a couple of other ones that not everyone knows about is the additional homestead exemption and the senior freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll explain both those quickly. The additional homestead exemption is based strictly on your income. If your income is $20,000 a year or less, and that's gross combined household income.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's $20,000 a year or less, you then qualify for an additional homestead, which is another $1,000. So you get, in essence, $2,000 off your assessed value. And that helps those that are on a limited income. And that one is not restrictive of age at all. Any age group can file for the additional homestead.
Whether you're a senior or whether you have, whether you're, I'll say 25-ish.
Yeah, 20 and it's your first house, you can still qualify for that one. However, the senior freeze, you do have to be 65 years of age or older. And it's also based on income, but it's $60,500 a year or less. And the reason for that dollar amount is that's actually the HUD median income for Washington County. Every county has a different median income level as established by HUD, and Washington County's this year is $60,500. So if your income is below that amount and you're 65 or older as of January 1st, then you are eligible for that freeze. It's not a $1,000 exemption or a dollar amount exemption, but it freezes your property valuation at what it is today. So let's say your property is valued at $90,000 in 2018. Property values could go up through the roof the next 3 or 4 years. Yours will be frozen at $90,000 and your taxes will be based on that. And so it helps those that are on a little bit of a fixed income, or especially our senior citizens who may not have any additional sources of income. It keeps their taxes, and I hate to say it keeps their taxes from increasing, because they still could.
It keeps the tax rate the same,
right?
Based on what it's what you're paying on.
Your assessed value stays the same, but if the millage rate for that particular school district increases, you might see an increase in taxes. So we hate to lock it in and say your taxes are frozen, because that's not what we're doing. We're freezing your value. And so
I was talking with Bartlesville Mayor on Wednesday morning. We went through the same sort of thing on this proposed tax bond issue. That will be voted on March 6th, Bartlesville voters. The tax rate will be the same, but again, your tax numbers may vary because your assessed valuation may change, or like you said, Bartlesville schools or other taxing bodies may vary a little bit.
Right. And those bonds are approved sometimes on an annual basis. Right now, the only cities that have a millage rate that's linked to that sinking fund is the city of Bartlesville, city of Dewey. If you live in some of the smaller communities, Ramona, Vera, Copan, those cities do not have a sinking fund because they do not have any bond issues that are paid for that way. While we're talking about exemptions, I have one other exemption that most people that are eligible for it already know about, but I still want to get the word out in case there's someone out there that may not know. We also have a what's called a 100% disabled veterans exemption.
Mm-hmm. If you are qualify, you know it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because if you're a veteran of our foreign wars and you were disabled in the line of duty, the VA has already probably sent you a packet that says, you know, you get a sales tax exemption. I think there's an excise tax exemption on vehicles.
I believe there is, yeah.
And then there's a property tax exemption, but you have to be disabled at the 100% rate. There's a lot of veterans that maybe have a 50% disability or 75%. Unfortunately, this one's only linked to those that are disabled at the 100% rate.
And there are some even lower than that, but again, if you're less than 50%, every veteran already has the piece of paper from
sure,
the VA.
Sure, right. Yeah. And so if you're unsure what to do with it, give us a call. We'll have to see that letter from the VA. You have to already have qualified for homestead exemption, which means you had to be living there as of January 1st. And if you do meet those two requirements, we'll process that 100% disabled veterans exemption, which basically zeros out your taxes from that point as long as you own the home. So it's a great incentive and a great exemption for our veterans that have paid the price.
So we're going back to senior exemption. Once you filed, it's a permanent file?
Correct. Now, there is a little caveat. You know, it's 65 or older, so you're not going to get any younger. But since it is linked to income, let's say you win the lottery, and all of a sudden your income skyrockets to $100,000 in 1 year.
Find yourself a good tax
attorney. Yeah, at that point, you've gone over the limit. You're supposed to come report that to the assessor's office. We're not going to come find you. So if you don't report that to us,
wait a minute. You don't stand outside the casino?
No, we do not do that. So if your income does go above that amount and you've already got the freeze, it's probably still going to stay on unless you do come let us know. Which anyone that does that, anyone that's already qualified for the freeze and goes over that amount will come in and do that. So those are the only caveats on those, and the rest of them, if you have any questions, give us a call and we'll help you out any way we can.
And again, I know we talk about this nearly every year. The assessed valuation of your home, you visit each home personally, go at least do a slow drive-by, probably more than that, but I'm being facetious. To reassess a home, you hit every property somewhere every 4 years.
Correct. By statute, we're required to visually inspect every real property in Washington County once every 4 years. And so your home is on a site. We actually have a cycle set up that you're divided into one of four quadrants, and it's not north, south, east, and west, but it's quadrants where we will hit that portion of Washington County at least once every 4 years. So this year, we've gone to about 7,600 parcels and visually inspected those for the 2018 tax roll. Those houses that were visually inspected this past year will not be visually inspected again until the year 2021, which means there won't be a set of eyes there. Now, if the property sells or if there's new construction or something happens, we'll go out on an annual basis to do that. But as far as just house stays the same, no change, we will visually inspect that just once every 4 years. And the reason for that is with 31,000 parcels in Washington County and a staff of 7 people, it's physically impossible to see every home in the county in 1 year. You just can't do it.
If there was construction, if there was a building permit filed, you would get that information and probably adjust things appropriately.
Correct. If you had a room addition built in the last year, there's a permit process for City of Bartlesville and City of Dewey that they have to file through the city. We have a mutual agreement with both of those municipalities to provide us with those building permits. And it's not just building permits for new construction or additions. It also goes for demolition permits. So if you had a 50-year-old detached garage that's starting to fall down and you had that demolished and it's still, you know, a few dollars on the tax roll, they'll notify us that old garage was torn down and we'll take it off the tax roll, which should help you this coming year by decreasing your taxes as well.
Unless, of course, you replace the garage.
Yeah, then if you build a brand new one, we're going to pick that new garage back up. That's true.
It is something else. Personal property, primarily for most people, went away a few years ago.
It did. We voted out household personal property in 2009. So it's now, with this being 2018, 9 years ago. So that's good math.
Time flies when you're having fun.
So we've not had household personal property, but all business personal property, farm equipment, and mobile homes are still assessed as personal property. So if you are an owner of any of the, owner of a business, if you have a mobile home, those are still taxable and due by the 15th of March. And that is our deadline for filing personal property and for filing homestead exemptions. So it's kind of neat that date is the same for everything in the assessor's office. March 15th is kind of our magic date, even though April 15th is the date for the federal, you know, for income tax and yeah. IRS taxes.
Well, and sometimes just because those deadlines aren't all the same for everything, it can be a little confusing.
Yeah. And just so the listeners know, we mailed out more than 3,300 personal property renditions this week, and actually most of them going out the door today. So if you are an owner of a business, farm equipment or mobile home, expect those in the mail here in the next few days. You can either make adjustments or changes on the form itself and mail it right back to us, or fax it to us, email it to us, whatever is the best way. As long as we receive it by March 15th, we'll make the changes and adjust that personal property value for 2018.
Sounds great. We're talking with Assessor Todd Mathis on a Community Connection on 1400 K1. More coming up in just a moment.